All right. This was the title that I got earlier this week. And it's called Righteousness, the Explanation of Faith and Grace. The explanation to faith and grace. We understand the communication between faith and grace as we go to the post of his doors. We understand that there's a communication that begins between as grace influence takes us into the realm of faith. Faith then slaps the temperament of God on us, the temperament of Christ. It's placed on us in that place of hearing, in that place of influence. That's faith. And then it goes back to grace. But prior to that, we're going to find righteousness right in the middle of this, which gives reason. It gives explanation to why it's working like it is. It's working because of the fact that we, in the midst of standing in authentic faith, being delivered to authentic faith by grace, righteousness is then imputed, like, oh my gosh, the reality of it is there. And God is going to awaken that very fact in some of you tonight, hopefully all of you that are under the sound of my voice. This is why grace is tagged again to bring forth reflection. Because faith translates into the righteousness of God. And so we're going to, just before I get started in the new, I'm going to just give you a reminder of how faith becomes authentic. It's something that we've already learned. And I'm just going to give you a quick reminder. The word faith, we understand, means the truthfulness of God, the character of one who can be relied on. That's what we were looking at. Faith as being the character of one that can be relied on. The word character, we learn, means personality or nature or disposition. That's where we found also in the definition of character, the word temperament or makeup. So God has us running with the word temperament, that we put on his temperament at the post of his doors at when we're watching at the gate. And in we picked up in Proverbs 8:32 through 36 real fast, just this is how it went down. Now, therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. 34 is our key. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. 35 tells us the blessing that comes as a result of that. Whoso findeth me findeth life and obtains favor and shall obtain favor of the Lord. And it says the detriment for not getting into the place of authentic faith. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. So we learn that the word instruction means chastisement, reproof, or restraint. So we learn that when we get to the post of his doors, we're getting instruction. We're getting discipline. It could be in any way, but God is disciplining us. It could be something that God brings a reminder to discipline us in. And it works from the inside to the outside. It could be something that God has already done for you when you get to the post of his doors and you just bless him for what he did. But when you get there, there's some type of discipline or correction or restraint. It could be restraint. I like that the fact that word is in there as well, because God could just restrain you in something that he already performed in you because you came to the post. Now there's restraint being exercised. And I bless him for all the times I feel when I get to the post on how he lifted this hidden depression from me. And he's restraining it from ever coming back. He's blocking it. And so I'm there and I'm receiving that. And in that inward blessing, that remember receiving, that the Bible says the end of our faith is the salvation of our souls. So there's always something dealing with the salvation. So faith, we learned, became bidirectional. It became bidirectional. It started touching salvation on the inside and still building blocks and places of success on the outside. Amen. So that became a place we learned of authentic faith. There's a reason behind I'm saying this, because when authentic faith is built, then the true righteousness of God is on your life. It's on you. The righteousness of God, the righteousness of Christ is on you when you're in the place of authentic faith. All right. So now we learn that the post meant doorpost. It meant doorpost. It said what they do. They provide stability for the door on either side, in which provides entry. We learned that the word post meant moving creatures, which then gave us the revelation back on something we learned a while ago, that the four beasts represented in Ezekiel and Revelations are the character or the personality or the temperament of the Lord. So then we got confirmation that, my goodness, when I get to the post and he starts working me from the inside out, I'm in a place of authentic faith.
Yes, I'm in
the place where I'm relying on his character. That's the definition of faith.
Amen.
And so then we learn that. And so I said all of that and brought that to your remembrance so we can go forth in what we're learning tonight. And there's power we found that was at the post. The word temperament we found meant mind, spirit, mood, or frame of mind. Mm-hmm. So when you're at the post and his character is revealed, you find his frame of mind. You really become one with his spirit. Mm-hmm. That is the true connection needed to move mountains. That's dealing both inwardly and outwardly. So now that we understand how we got to the place of understanding authentic faith, not this surface Bible faith that we've learned over the years, but a true place of faith is putting Jesus on and his character is released. Now, righteousness comes into this. And the Lord said, Todd, I want you to talk to them about righteousness being the explanation. I heard this, it was like 3:40 in the morning, and I heard this and I was like blown away. I said, oh my gosh, righteousness is the explanation of faith and grace. Now watch this. The word explanation means a statement or account that makes something clear. It means the act or process of explaining. So God is about to explain to you why your faith and grace are really bringing forth manifestation. And in him bringing this clarification, it's going to heighten a roadmap that's already in you, because the word explanation means also clarification or a roadmap. God is about to give you a roadmap of how this whole thing is really, really working. I thought we had it, but he keeps adding, and boy, it makes so much sense. Amen. It's amazing. All right, so God is about to give you a clarity. He's about to explain something to you tonight. He's about to show you, give you a roadmap of why this thing is working like it is. Again, because you have authentic faith, it's now putting righteousness on you. The Bible says that we are the righteousness of God through faith or by faith. We are made the righteousness of God by faith. And this is what happens with authentic faith. It means that equity of character. Jay started reading this last night and I said, okay, let me get off this phone so I can tag in with him and everybody will know that they're getting confirmation. It means equity of character or act. Righteousness means the doctrine concerning the way in which man may attain a state approved of God. I love that. That alone speaks of being under influence or being in authentic faith. Because now you're in a state that's approved of God. The word righteousness also means integrity. It means virtue, purity of life, rightness, correctness of thinking, feeling, and acting. I love that. I absolutely love that. All right, so as we're in authentic faith now, the robe of righteousness is put around us. Oh, my goodness. And so now it means here equity of character. Equity is very important to understand. Equity means the quality of being fair and impartial. Another definition for equity is this, and I thought about you, Kurt, if you're on the line. I think I saw your name. It means the value of shares issued by a company. The value of shares issued by a company. All right. It is safe to say that righteousness explains the effect that faith and grace produce. It is the clarification and roadmap to why Christ blesses us with this bi-directional blessing of salvation and success. Righteousness steps into this party now. Because now when you're in authentic faith, the robe or the righteousness of God is seen on you. And so when faith, we learn that we go from grace to faith and then from faith back to grace. So grace's reflection can manifest. Righteousness is the reason your faith that becomes righteousness is the reason why, Jesus, hallelujah. It's the reason why that grace will become a reflection or manifestation on your life.
Yes, amen, amen.
It's the reason why. Because God is seeing his righteousness. Oh my goodness, can you imagine ever having faith in the fact that God made you right, right? Can you ever imagine having faith in the fact that God made you right to the point now where as God has made you right, now you believe and you understand your position and you understand how right you really are. Now imagine asking with the knowledge of the righteousness that's on your life. Can you imagine going before God truly knowing, not just saying it because the Bible told you that a while ago and someone said it, but you truly have an understanding that you are the righteousness of God?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it becomes the absolute value. It becomes the value. This is the value of where God's blessing. It's not the origin. Love is the reason why God pours out what he does, but it becomes the absolute value. This is the value of the shares, or the value of God is locked inside of the fact that righteousness is on your life. Thank righteousness you. That's seen causes his love. He says, I love them that love me. See, this is the proof that you love him, because you stayed there at the post of his doors for the righteousness of God to be put on you that comes by faith. All right, if you're with me, just say amen.
Amen.
All right, amen. Watch this. Let's look over here in Romans chapter 5, verses 19 through 21. And it says here, for as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, I love this, grace did much more abound. Where sin had influence, grace had more influence. I love that. Somebody could take that and tuck it away. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign, watch this now, through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Look at the tag here. Grace reigns through righteousness. That's the tag back. Grace influences you to faith. And the tag back is when righteousness comes on you because of that faith, grace now can reign. Oh, God. Grace can reign now. Because grace reigns through righteousness.
Yes.
Somebody grab hold of it.
Amen, Lord.
So now listen. As authentic faith is on you and the Lord's temperament is there, he's adding something to you. That while the temperament of God is on you, what just took place, not only do you have his mindset or his frame of mind, but you also now have, oh, hallelujah, you have his righteousness, which causes grace to reign. Grace becomes grace because of righteousness. It's the faith that becomes, watch this, it's the faith that becomes the righteousness of God that tags grace back to produce its reflection or manifestation on our lives. Authentic faith produces righteousness. And this is the true explanation of why grace is activated. Grace reigns through righteousness. Remember, we are the righteousness of God by faith.
Yeah.
Reason being is when we put on his temperament at the post, we put on Christ's highest value. This is his highest value. This is the value of all the shares in the stock of the kingdom, if you will. This is the value. Righteousness is the value. This is the true reasoning to why the bi-directional blessing flows and will continue to flow in our lives. This is the reason grace releases reflection, because being in his temperament is to be the fullness of his righteousness. This is where all the equity of God, our Father, and his kingdom is found. God is giving us the reason to why we are going to be perfectly blessed. That reason is righteousness. Again, imagine being able to say to every problem with authentic faith, I am the righteousness of God by faith. Now watch this. Watch this now. There's a place, man, when you get there, when the temperament of the Lord comes on you. When you step into this, you unlock the reigning of grace. This is how we step into that great grace, everybody, that the Lord was revealing to us. Through the knowledge of the fact that you are the righteousness of God when that temperament is on you. You can't be any more right with God right there. You have his absolute character on your life. And grace is now tagged to reign. The word reign means of the rule of the Messiah. Listen to this. When grace begins to reign, it means it exercises the highest influence. It's the highest level of influence. This is where, I mean, when you are under the righteousness and you have a revelation, and there, I mean, this is total, I'm sorry to add another word to you, total propitiation. Where you're now there at the post of his, at the post of his doors, his temperament comes on you. God wants you to also know what else came with it. His righteousness is on you at its highest level. It doesn't get any better than this. This is the place, and this is the explanation to why grace will begin to bring forth manifestation, because God is looking at you. He's looking at you and seeing, he loves me. He waited there. Remember all the times Jesus would be talking and all of a sudden half the crowd would get up and leave, and half the crowd would stay. Mm-hmm. Well, we're the half of the crowd that stays at the post of his doors, and we're proving we love him. And as we stay, what takes place is, like he told his disciples, he said, man, this is why, man, this is what he looked at. He said, you are now clean by the word, by the rhema that I have spoken unto you. You guys are in the righteousness of my Father. When you stay long enough and rhema becomes personal, it washes you. It washes you why? So the robe of righteousness can come around you. When the robe is seen on you, grace begins to reign. It's a whole nother level. The rule of the Messiah. The Messiah's rule, that influence, the highest level of his influence is released on your behalf. Control like never before. Everything that's going haywire and off in your life now comes in order. I'm telling you right now, this is the place where grace is released. But you have to have faith that you are the righteousness of God. When the temperament of the Most High is on you, you are the righteousness of God. And when we become pillars, like Javon taught us, when we become pillars, boy, you will always know when you go in to come out no more. You will always know you are the righteousness of God. This is where the anointing and the supernatural is constantly transpiring, constantly going off in your life and the lives of people around you. Because of the righteousness, grace can reign. See, when Jesus came, we got to remember what he said to us, everybody, what John 1 says. He came to give us grace for grace. The first level of grace is your eternal salvation. That second level, that first level, boy, that's the freest grace you're ever going to experience. And it all works like that. But here, this other second grace, for grace, the for grace comes when you're at the post and you're becoming, you allow the righteousness of God to stay on you, to come on you, for the second dimension of grace to be released, the reigning grace, the grace that releases the highest level of God's influence. This is where manifestation brings, this is where reflection's coming from. And the explanation to why reflection's coming is because you are in that time, the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God. Watch this here. So it's through the faith of being made the righteousness of God, we find the place of the Messiah's rule and the full value. We find the full value of his influence and control, which is fueled by his love. Hence the verse that says, I love them that love me. When he sees his righteousness on you and you have faith that it's on you, no good thing is withheld from you.
Yes, God.
All right, but let me take you back for a second to a place here that you got to connect with. You got to just connect here. We go back up to Proverbs 8. There's something that takes place that you got to feel for. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting for the post, waiting at the post of my doors. Now, this is the place, just like you feel for temperament, sit still and feel the confirmation. Feel the confirmation of you being the righteousness of God. All right, riddle me this. How can you not be the righteousness of God and be under his temperament?
Amen.
How can you not be?
Yes.
When you're under his frame of mind, you're under his mannerism.
Mm-hmm.
Please tell me how you can't be the righteousness of God. So when you unlock that, you better understand grace is reigning. That is the faith that tags back and says, bring reflection. That faith that is cloaked with righteousness. That faith that's not just faith, the fact, yes, his temperament is there, but please understand the explanation. The explanation to all this, the clarity to why grace is going to become power unto you and release unto you. Please understand his explanation is the fact that righteousness is on you. It's all over you at that moment. And we can abide here. We can live here. So while you're feeling after him and while you're doing what you need to do, and all of a sudden the postures start to reveal themselves, please recognize the robe that was put on you. This is why the Spirit of God told me, he said, Todd, if you ever make a mistake, he said, son, you run to my rhema. Getting clarity to all this, because when you get here, the robe is on you, son, and this is where grace can reign to bring forth manifestation. See, a lot of times, people of God, you have to understand that. A lot of times when you're praying, you come in and you pray, but you think you're praying by faith. But if faith is not touching the fact that you're righteous too, then you're really not in faith. Jesus. If faith is not revealing the role, if faith is not revealing the righteousness of God, if that temperament's not there, that if you're praying and you still feel this place of I don't know if I'm worthy, then you're really not praying in authentic faith. Righteousness screams, you're worthy. Grace can hear it. He hears the sound, the second level hears that sound. And I'm telling you right now, the tag is made and reflection comes. Your breakthrough's here. Your healing's here. Your deliverance is here. Your peace is here. The mind that is scattered and running all over the place with the wrath of man that can't work this thing, man, all of it settles down instantly because authentic faith came. and put a robe around you. I remember when the prodigal son returned. The father hugged him. Boy, he hugged him. And one of the first things he put on him was a robe. Put the robe on him.
Amen.
Yeah, you were out sinning. Yeah, you were doing your crazy stuff. But here, boom, you've returned to me. Here's your robe.
Same thing you heard.
Come on now. The robe was placed back on him. When you come to the post, I'm trying to tell you right now, the robe, my goodness, when you stand and you wait, the robe reveals itself. Now, some of you are probably saying, well, I'm in and out of righteousness. Well, I'm going to tell you this. There's two dimensions of salvation. Your eternal salvation is forever secured in Christ when you believed. You're forever secured there. Only one thing can take you out, and most people don't reach the level where they could ever blaspheme the Holy Ghost because they don't know him like that. But you're forever secured in your heavenly salvation. What happens here in this particular place, when faith is really, at the end of your faith is revealing salvation and the robe of righteousness, the revelation of righteousness is on you. Let me just say it like this. Let me cut through the chase. You know good and well when you sin and you fail, you don't feel like you're the righteousness of God. Period. When there's failure in you and there's stuff that you're not doing that you're doing that you ought not be doing, and the fact that you have not been, so some of us might not have been in his presence. You don't go and feel like you're, no. But when you get to the post and all of a sudden the post, the temperament of God comes and all of a sudden the instruction comes and you're receiving it, my goodness, the temperament drops, the robe drop with it.
Amen.
So now righteousness is joining the party here. And boy, it's going to become interesting for people that are willing to wait and feel after. Ooh, my goodness. My goodness. When righteousness is on you, I'm going to say this, and just to put it out there for you, some of you deeper folk that'll really walk it out. You're going to recognize two things when you recognize righteousness, the righteousness of God that's on you because of faith, authentic faith. You're going to recognize that the vision of the eagle is going to appear so much more. The temperament of the eagle and the temperament of the lion is going to appear a whole lot more. Now, how do I know? Well, it's simple. I've experienced it, number one. But then the Lord reminded me of the scripture. The righteous are as bold as a lion. This is where things, you start to move differently. And you start to see the reigning power of his grace. You're going to notice, you're going to start to see things the way that God wants it for your life. And you're going to pray in accordance with that. You're going to see yourself the way that God is seeing you because of the righteousness that's revealed unto you. So God is adding to you tonight. The explanation of why everything's about to go down is because of righteousness. This is clarification. This is it. This is it. And I'm so excited. I'm so, so excited for this. And I believe I gave you my last note already. All right. No, I didn't. Here we go. In Philippians 3:8-9, it says this. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. I'd suffer the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, not having mine own. If I got my own righteousness, that means I don't even have his faith. I'm nowhere near connected. Not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, which is of effort, but that which is through the faith of, not in, but of Christ, the righteousness which is of God, not in God, the righteousness which is of God by faith. When I put the temperament on, I then receive the righteousness or the robe of his righteousness on me as well. So the Lord revealed to me a long time ago, and this is my last note and I'm closing. Subject's going to be wide open for a while, but I'm closing for tonight. The Lord revealed to me a long time ago, when righteousness is found, his equity is found. This is what he told me years ago, is equity produces, watch this, the right to ask and receive from him freely. In a nutshell, see his righteousness and receive his kingdom. Heaven's full light. This is a word from the Lord for all of us tonight. Heaven's full light is shining on this truth for us all to see. Stay in the light as he is in the light. He's shining down for everybody to see. He's giving explanation. God is giving schematics of why things are going to go down, and he's giving us total clarity. I pray it wasn't too much to bite on, but I pray that you did receive it. And I pray that you had an ear to hear. I definitely was getting some disturbance and the enemy was trying to block it for a minute, but God brought it back on course.
Amen. Amen.
So this is it. Righteousness is jumping in, and it's a result of authentic faith. And in that authentic faith, righteousness joins in and tags that grace to bring forth influence, reflection and manifestation. But the big takeaway for all of us is please, please feel after his righteousness that's on you. Please, please. And you will, I'm telling you, when it's revealed, it's like nothing you've ever felt. There's a boldness that rises up that's so phenomenal. Oh, God. The other night, I, as the Lord was ministering to me about this, I said, I can't believe this. And I saw how grace reigns through it. And when I sensed it all over me, and I just began to pray, and I began to pray, and it was another level, because I began to get vision of what I was praying for. I started to see plainly. I mean, I started to see buildings. I'm not lying to you. I started to see in my bedroom, I saw stacks of money that went halfway to the ceiling while I was praying. I started to see things. I started to see, outbreaks of mirror. I started to see grace's reign on how things are supposed to be.
Amen.
It's another level. It's another position. Listen, he said some 30, some 60, some 100. If we implement the fact that we are under his temperament, there's 30. Implement the fact that grace is with it. Oh, my goodness. There's 60. Now, if you put the fact that you are the righteousness of God, there's 100-fold for implementing all three.
Amen.
I implement the knowledge of his temperament. I implement that I'm under authentic faith. Then I implement the fact that grace is here in the conversation. That's 60. Now righteousness. This is the explanation. This is it. This is the, oh my goodness. This is what causes it all to come together and release 100-fold in your life.
Amen, Lord.
Amen. I'm finished right there, everybody. I'm done. Praise God. I pray that you guys receive that. I really do. I really do.
Amen.
Well, Father, I shared your word the way that you gave it to me. I gave it to them the same way. And it's yet another key that has come unto us. It's another revelation, Father, for this time. That, Lord, as we sense and feel and discern your righteousness that's over us, while we're under your temperament, as we just continue to feel and understand and discern, Lord, please, as we do this, I pray that grace's reign will just take off like never before, that grace will become great. Lord, you've given us the understanding of the shield that we have and that we raise as we come to the post of your doors. We're protected in this, Lord God. Your blessing and your salvation are both protected in this. Righteousness is giving clarification and giving us the reasoning to our grace, the second dimension of grace releases in our life. Help us, Lord God, to sit still and to be patient. I pray in the name of Jesus. Help us not to move too fast, but to discern all that is going on there. Faith, righteousness, and grace. From grace to faith. From faith to righteousness, and righteousness back to grace. That faith that is made righteous. Touches grace, and grace's reign is released. Father, I thank you for giving us the explanation. Why? Giving us clarification. The roadmap. We give you glory, Master. Lift your hands if you're under the sound of my voice. There's an anointing here. And Father, I pray even now that they will sense the position of being the righteousness of God. The position of being your righteousness. The equity of your characters on us here and now. We give you praise for releasing the value of your person. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us the rights to ask and receive freely. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for this wonderful release of this wonderful release of your righteousness and the revelation of it being on us. We called it the ease before. And that's a part of it, but the totality of it is we are truly your righteousness. So I pray in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, right now. I pray right now that you give a release. Give them their own utterances in asking and receiving. In Jesus, your precious name. Amen.